Welcome to Blog Talk Radio with Suzanne Northrup and my very, very special guest that's going to be coming up here really, really soon. We have a great show for you today and a lot of the sort of special things that are going to be going on here. And one is we're going to be taking calls, so everybody has the phone number ahead of them, 345-945-7785. Give us a call. I'm going to be here. And like I said, we have a great show today, and we're going to have a lot of questions asked and a lot of people that are going to be calling in. And without further ado, because I did announce this last week that I was going to have him on the show. So welcome to the show, Thomas. This is Thomas.
Thanks
John.
For having me. It's a pleasure.
Thank you. So I just, you know, want everybody to know about a heads up here because I know that I'll be getting a lot of emails, and I'm sure Thomas is getting a lot of emails. But we got a lot of, you know, really great shows coming up. So I'm just going to give you, like, a couple of them. We're going to be in Chicago. It's going to be April the 28th. It's an evening time, so you can check that out. It's going to be like 7:10, and then we're going to be in Minneapolis on the following Sunday, April the 30th. And then we got a whole lot of slew of other ones that are going to be coming up in June. We're going to be in New Jersey on the 8th. We're going to be in Baltimore on the 9th. These tickets, by the way, are selling very fast, kids, so my suggestion is we just sort of get on the case. And then we're going to be in Rochester on the Sunday on the 11th. Of course, all of this stuff and all the way you can get tickets is on my website, SuzanneNorthrup.com. I'm sure do they have a way of is it if they go to your website, will it direct you to buy tickets, Thomas?
Yes, it directs you right over to your link. So yep, but I have it listed on my site too.
Great, wonderful, good. So we're all good on that. So we're very excited about all of these events that are going to be coming up that we're going to be sort of like doing them. Thomas and I did we actually did Chicago last year and it was a huge sellout. So we decided we would we return there again this year, and we decided to do it in April as opposed to another part of the season where it's a little chillier in that town. But we'll be there on the Friday night on the 28th to sort of 7 to 10. And I think at this point, although I'm not positive, we may be sold out of the VIP tickets. So you can sort of check that out, see if there may be like one or two left. I don't think so, but I'd say give it a try. But otherwise, if you want to make sure that you get tickets, I would sort of suggest you sort of like do it ASAP, as I say. But anyway, that's April the 28th. It's a 7 p.m. And then the April 30th is a 12 to 3. It's a Sunday afternoon event. So, Thomas, I know you've got a lot of things going on here. And, you know, I sort of keep up with some of your things. But I know that one of the things that you may be doing here, so I think we have our first caller coming in. And is this Diane?
Yes, this is Diane.
Hi, Diane. We're going to put you on hold for just a second here because I wanted to just ask real quick here. I know one of the things that you've been doing, Thomas, which I happen to think is really, really important. I know you've been doing some series of intuitive series of people that have questions or want to have answers to some of their questions. And so just give us a real quick, you know, sort of a dialogue on like what happens with some of your series that you have coming up.
Well, we do a live stream series, yeah, and I just had one that ran all the way through the month of March, and it was, you know, March 13th, March 20th, the 27th, April 3rd, and April 10th. And so that's just basically you can tune in from your computer, and I do a teaching at the beginning. Then I have a special guest, and then I do readings, and we pull people up kind of like you do on your show, and just people, you know, they get a recording at the end of it and stuff, and it's cool. I know that you're kind of big like that, so I'm big on just, like, I only teach and talk about, like, what I really know about, but mm-hmm. of course there's other things out there that people want to learn about, like astrology or things like that that I don't know, and, you know, I would never teach about that because that's not what I do. So I like to bring on some experts that can kind of, you know, talk about that type of stuff. So we had a psychiatrist this series, so who talked about depression and stuff. So yeah, it's good. It's really convenient. You know, you can just sign right in from your house and it's easy.
Right. So if somebody wants to have access to those series, would they go to your site and
yeah, it's all on my site. I mean, the best way is really just my newsletter, because then I send mailings out. But yeah, they can. Everything's at mediumthomas.com, and all my events are always listed there. And we then sometimes make the recordings available after. So yeah, everything's on my website.
That's great, great. And you are actually doing one other thing. You're actually going to be at one of my favorite places. You're going to be at Omega in June. So
yes, I'm at Omega in June. Yes.
In Omega.
So I'm doing my my intuitive mind, just my basic psychic development class there. And yeah, anybody's welcome to come. You can be your first time doing that type of thing. It can be something where you've taken other classes. I mean, I love to take classes with people, because I do think that, you know, people have different ways of doing things, and it's nice to kind of, even if you can just get one thing, I think, out of a class, it's great, you know?
Yeah, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Yeah, well, if you haven't been there, it's a fabulous place. I love Omega. It's one of my very, very favorite places, separate from the Afterlife Conference, which, you know, Thomas and I have done. We actually did last year together. Was it last year or the year before? It was last year. And that's wonderful. So my other really favorite place, separate from Omega, is of course the Afterlife Conference. But Omega is a quite wonderful place. And if you've never had a chance to go, it's gorgeous grounds and really cool place. It used to be actually an old. Well, a lot of people don't know this because it's been around for about 25, 30 years. But actually, used to be an old Jewish camp, and this couple, they bought it in the 70s, and they really, you know, some of it is still rustic, but you know, there are other places, you know, the bed and breakfast, and you camp out, and they do volunteer stuff, so it's really, really quite wonderful. They have a phenomenal organic garden there, and on top of that, it's actually one of the very few places, believe it or not, that is completely self-sustainable. It actually got the biggest grant from New York State. To do that. I don't know if you knew this, Thomas, but you can go there, and the facility is quite amazing. I mean, I'm telling you, it's completely self-contained. We're talking bathrooms. We're talking everything else. It's completely recyclable in this place. So they built this enormous kind of like system that they can do self-sustain. So it's really quite amazing. And they can actually do tours there for people that want to sort of like check it out. So anyway, we're going to take our first caller here, but just really, really quick here. Just want to remind everybody, we'll be in Chicago April the 28th. That's a 7 o'clock evening on a Friday evening. All of these events, Tom and Cy, we have VIP tickets, which are VIP seats, and you also get, you know, a personal book signing by Thomas and I. As I said to you, if you're really serious about Chicago, I would jump on it, because I'm not even so sure any VIP tickets are left there. I think there are a few left in Minneapolis. And then, of course, in June, you know, we're going to be in New Jersey, Somerset, New Jersey, on Thursday night, June the 9th, and then we're going to be Friday night. And in Baltimore, those tickets are also selling really, really fast. I don't even know if we have any VIPs for those as well. And then Sunday, we're going to be in Rochester, not far, actually, from my old hometown. So I think we have our first caller on the line here. By the way, some of the lines are down, so... some of the things that we normally do on the show, we're not going to be able to do today, but we are going to still be able to take the caller. So they had called in sort of it's right before we started the show. So we have Diane on the line. Diane, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
How are you doing today?
I'm good. And how are you?
Good. We're both very, very good. So welcome to the show with me and Thomas. And how can we help you, my dear? What's the story?
First off, I'd like to say hello to you. I think you're fantastic. I read all your books. And Thomas, I did participate in your online class on the 13th and on auras, and it was just phenomenal, and you were such a great teacher, and I want to thank you for that.
That's great.
My pleasure. Thank you for being there.
Oh,
yes.
No problem.
So we didn't even know about that, so that's sort of like a nice plus, yes. I think that, believe it or not, we are, and I'm sure you've discovered this as well, Thomas, we're very much in a phase where people really are wanting to learn and experience, and it's a very big time for people really wanting to, you know, kind of a sense about, not to mention their own abilities, but like, you know, like Diane said, you know, learning about auras, what they really mean, what is the difference in an aura and a thought form, and all of these these items that, you know, unfortunately are not being taught, which are really, really, really crucial to anybody who has any kind of sense and desire of learning about, you know, metaphysics and spiritual stuff. So,
people are definitely making that shift where they just want more and more and more, and they also want to go deeper too. You know, they want to go deeper.
Yes,
right.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
So thanks for that that plug, Diane. That was great. So.
Oh, no problem.
Yeah. So. Who would you like to connect with? What's your story for today?
So I had a career for 25 years that I had to leave due to an injury, and it was fairly recent, you know. And I'm just kind of struggling to. I know I should be doing something, or maybe not doing something. I don't know, because I'm a planner. So I'm just having a difficult time finding a direction. On what to focus on, where should I put my energy, I'm not sure. So I was wondering if my loved ones or guides or angels or can offer some guidance in that department.
Okay. So go ahead, just more of your area, Thomas.
You know, what I'm feeling with you, Diane, is that you have a lot of different areas that there could be potential with that they're showing me. You have a lot, and I want to just tell you too, you have very strong people on the other side, very talkative people. Are your parents both gone? Like your mom and dad are gone, right?
Yes, they are.
Okay, because I feel that your mom and dad, they're very, very strongly around you. Was somebody was a lot later than your dad? Like, was it your dad and then many years later your mom?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Yes.
Because that's how they're coming through. It's like dad and then many years later mom.
Right.
And I am aware of somebody walked with a walker. I don't know if that was mom or dad or both, but somebody did show me a walker. Do you get that?
Yes, more recently my mom, yeah.
Your mom. So that's who I think she's coming through, because she showed me the walker. And it's funny because when she showed it to me, she's throwing it in the air, almost like she doesn't need that anymore. You know, your mom, I feel, was a very she's showing me she was, the last couple years, she was very up and down in terms of, was it something where it was kind of like she'd have a good day, then she'd have a bad day, then she'd be kind of better or get like, kind of was up and down, right?
Oh, yes, constantly in and out of the hospital. She had a bad heart. Yeah.
Right. But she showed me that, you know, sometimes it was like, okay, mom's here and she's like with the program. And then it was like, she was like, she'd take three steps backwards and then she'd be kind of like back again. And then she knew who, you know, I get that kind of in and out type of mentality. I feel definitely with you that you are, yeah, there's actually a little bit of a, I'm getting a little bit of like a loneliness with you, almost like you're a little bit feeling like, okay, mom's gone, my kids are getting, you have kids, right?
I have a daughter, yeah.
Yeah, your daughter's, you know, she's getting more independent.
Yeah.
So I feel that you're trying to figure out where you fall into things. Does that make sense? Are you, you know, that's what
oh.
I feel a little bit. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, you know, I don't want to kind of give you sort of a vague answer, but the feeling I'm getting is that you have some abilities yourself, and now's a great time to start playing with them and practicing with them. I know that you have also a very scientific, analytical, one and one is two, two and two is four type of mind, but I feel like you have this whole other side that you're really starting to tap into. And I think it could go somewhere. I feel like there's a potential for you to... especially with your mom, you know, that there's a potential. Did you just have a health scare that you're like something that you were like, oh my God, what's this? And then like it turned out to be nothing.
Oh, I hope it turns out to be nothing. I just booked an MRI this morning. I'm not sure what's going on. So
okay, so there's a health thing or something that you're having.
That's correct.
Okay. Okay, yeah, mom is dead. Were you postponing that or something? Like, were you ignoring it for a little bit?
Yeah, for 2 months.
Okay. Yeah, get that checked. I feel like it's going to, is it, is, yeah. And almost they're showing me kind of like, is it,
it feels like it's in your torso area. Is that right? Is it in your sort of midsection or
exactly
breasts or something?
Yeah, my right side, on the side of my right breast in my armpit. Yes, exactly.
Yeah. It's something that needs to be addressed. I'm not getting that it's going to be like, oh, my God, but it's something that they're like, come on, go do this. You know, you don't need to avoid it. But I really feel like that's your focus right now is to develop spiritually. And, you know, there's spirits telling me, you know, you have a thing sometimes where you kind of feel like you have to be doing something. Like they're saying, like, you sometimes you're like, I have to be doing something. I have to be. And like sometimes they're like, they're saying, like, just sometimes you don't always have to be doing something. Like sometimes it's good just to kind of take a step back and reflect and things like that. You know, I think because you've had your daughter and your mom caretaking her, so you're transitioning out of that role.
Right.
But it looks like you're, you know, that's what I feel you're supposed to spiritually, you know, develop and stuff. I don't know if Suzanne has anything more with your mom or anything, or if she wants to add anything.
I will tell you this, that, first of all, you, are you like, interesting, you're not the only sibling, Diane?
That's correct.
Okay. Because it's interesting because your mother's telling me not the only sibling, but she's telling me it seemed like you were the only sibling.
Yeah. She's absolutely right. I am like
the only
one who stepped forward, you know.
Forward
yeah.
to the plate, yes. And the thing is that, you know, I mean, I want to say that your mother, first of all, is beyond very appreciative because she was not only a very strong woman, but she was a very dignified woman. And the last really thing, and I totally get it with throwing the wheelchair out of the way, is that very clearly, you know, the last thing she wanted to do was to have somebody take care of her. I mean, that was, you know, very, very clear. That was the last thing she would have wanted to have done in her life, and to have, you know, have made that, you know, that intensity put situation around you. I will tell you that she is not quite literally surprised that it fell upon you, but I would have to say, even though they're not like disappointed in that realm, but that would be a disappointment to her that there was not a gathering around and not a lot of support for you in the situation.
Right, exactly.
So it comes with a lot of thanks and a lot of honor for you in that situation. And I want to say one of the last thing here. She comes as being very connected to your daughter.
Oh, very connected to my daughter?
Very
wonderful.
Connected to your daughter. Yeah, very connected to your daughter.
She adored her, yes.
She absolutely adored her. So she not only has your back, but she certainly has her back. And she said she's what we call the link, the lineage of the link of, you know, her strength, your strength, and she's got it also. So the apple definitely fell a couple times.
Great.
The apple fell a couple times. So that's really, really a good thing. So. Okay, so thank you, my dear. Thanks for calling in, and all the best to you. And
thank you. Thank you for your time.
You're really welcome. So just you know what? Just take one day at a time. Just plug
Got
it away.
It.
Try to get a little bit out of that left brain because, it, you know, it has its place, but it will always get in the way when you want to take a next step in your life.
You got that right. I'm trying to work on meditation and just slow everything down.
That's one of the hardest things you ever do in your life, my dear.
Oh, it is. It is quite a struggle.
Yeah, exactly.
But, Thomas, I downloaded your Rainbow CD.
Oh,
oh, my gosh. It made me cry. It was just, it took me to a place I've never been before, and it was just wonderful.
Good.
Yes, thank you for that.
So good luck on your journey, my dear.
Thank you, Suzanne, and thank you, Thomas.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye now.
Good. Bye-bye. Again, the number to call is 245-9975. We're taking some more callers here, and just, you know, keep them sort of like coming in here because this is kind of what sort of the day is about. What I think is always so wonderful about, you know, is that, you know, we all know that, you know, everybody, of course, you know, everybody wants the readings, everybody, you know, wants to do that, but it's very nice. Like Diane was actually really perfect. Because she is somebody that, you know, not only, you know, listened to, you know, to one of your streamings, but she's definitely somebody who really, you know, wants to, you know, take that next step in her life or figure out a way to take that next step in her life. And it's really nice because when you share this, you know, other people get that energy. Other people get the energy like, wow, you know, like, you know, Diane is really, you know, really wanting to do this. And And, you know, and I think, you know, that might be something I might really want to do also. So it's very nice because that becomes something, that's what's wonderful, I think, personally, about teaching is that, as you're right, a lot of other people can tune in to watching somebody else go through a particular process and you know, and like say, yeah, maybe I wouldn't do it exactly that way, but I have the ability to maybe do it another way or open myself up to another possibility of what kind of like might work for me. Like in her case, you know, very much left brain people, they have to work very hard to wrap their heads around doing something that's not, you know, left brain. It's like
right.
two and four, you know, it's, you know, I mean, I obviously, you know, you and I are wired very differently from that. So it's like, we probably have to work, you know, harder on the left brain stuff.
Right. And there's so much, I think, too, where it's, you know, I just know on my, you know, with my stuff that I do, I'm sure you get this tons of times too, but so many people are, you know, they'll call with these questions of, not that Diane was like that, but people will call with questions of, you know, what am I supposed to do in life? What is my purpose? What
right.
is this?
Right.
What am I supposed to?
Yeah.
And a lot of times if you, you know, a lot of times if you just kind of tap in a little bit of a deeper way, you know, they're going to show you the path with that. They're going to show you the route with that. They're going to tell you, you know, they're going to create an opportunity for you to kind of take that next, once you open that door a little bit.
Right. And also, you know, one thing that's very, very true in life, everything in life is about timing. It's
right.
like, you know, if you're at a certain place at a particular time, that timing is can be very, very crucial to what step you might take within that or how it's going to open up the door. It's not going to, it's like, you know, it's, you can't pry a door open. You have to like,
right.
you have to like, you know, put the energy out there and, you know, unstick the glue and take the locks off and, you know,
right.
do a lot of, you know, some of those things before it actually falls in, because when things are ready, they do sort of like fall in place, but we have to sometimes, we think we're at certain places, but sometimes we're not at certain places mentally, emotionally, and psychologically, and even spiritually, and until, you know, until it has kind of has fallen into its place. So I think that's a very, very key thing to always keep in mind. So, okay,
sure.
So let's go on to, I think we have another caller here. You're on the air with Thomas and Suzanne. Who's this, please? Hello?
Hello, this is Liz.
Hey, Liz, how are you doing today?
Fine, thank you.
Good. So you're on the air with Thomas and Suzanne, and we're just, you know, opening the lines here. So how can we help you, my dear? What would you like to talk about?
Thank you. My daughter would like to apply to an Ivy League or top-ranking university as an undergraduate. She can only apply to one school for early decision, and she's interested in University of Penn, Princeton, Williams College, Tufts, or Cornell. Should she apply to any of them early and have a good chance of getting in?
Okay, this is one of those we were just having this discussion, weren't we, Thomas, about, you know, making sort of the decision of you know, that we have to really, like, sort of do our own digging deep into sort of, like, to make that happen. And it's like, obviously,
yeah.
She's not the only young lady that's ever been in this situation. And what's quite wonderful about it, even though it may be a narrow thing, we still have some choices. So I think that, you know, I think it's wonderful that you're really, you know, you got her back and you're really in there and you're really trying to give her as much support as you possibly can. This is ultimately going to sort of, my feeling is sort of to fall on her and you know, where she feels that this is going to be kind of like really drawn to her. Do you have any thoughts on this, Thomas?
Well, first thing I want to say is they're telling me that some of those places on the list she needs to visit. She hasn't seen all those places yet or something?
No.
Because some of those places she's going to go there and be absolutely not interested in. I'm telling you right now. So she has to really, I think that needs, because it's almost like I feel we're a little ahead of ourselves right now. So I think she needs to really visit some of these places because she's just going down a list and saying, oh, that place sounds good. But when she gets there and gets the energy, she's not. There's going to be some of those that are going to change, and she's going to add some. So I think, you know, I definitely can speak from experience on this one. I applied to 17 colleges when I went to for my undergraduate. I applied to 17 schools, and the one I ended up going to was the one that I never thought I would go to in a million years. I had no reason to go there, but I just intuitively felt I wanted to apply there, and I did. That was the place I ended up going, even though I got into all, like, 15 out of the 17. So sometimes it's one of those things where, you know, you're going to spend 4 years there. It's like, I think that she needs you, and I think it would get her more excited about the process instead of being more fearful. She's very, in a good way, she's very competitive. She's very motivated. She really wants to do well, and they're telling me she's going to be fine. Now, can I ask you also, there's a woman coming through in spirit that I feel either had a stroke, heart attack, something very quick where she was kind of knocked out. It's a mother energy. Is your mother gone?
Yes, my mother is.
Okay.
And that's what happened to her. Yes.
Yes. So she's coming through, and she's letting me know, I think the reason she's coming through is she said, you are a much better mother than she was. You are a much more involved mother. Was she not good or something? I don't know. There was something where she feels like she really messed up.
No, she had 10 children and didn't, like, take much care of any of us.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. didn't clean, didn't, you know, so I guess that's true, yes. And I have 5, so I try to be a good mother.
So she's just saying that. And I think this. I feel a very fearful woman, and she is telling me truthfully she played favorites, even though there was 10. You know, I did feel there were ones that she was more aligned with and ones that she wasn't as aligned with. You know, that's just kind of how she was. But, yeah, I mean, if I had to say, you know, like I said, I feel when you ask that question, there's a few that she's going to have options with. what came to me very quickly, and of course there's things that can change and shift and free will and all these things, I felt she would really like Tufts, and I felt she would really like Cornell, even though those seem to be kind of like weirder places, like just geographically a little bit further or something from you, but I just felt she might like those places. So
she likes,
especially
she
for some reason
town?
Tufts.
If she likes a rural town, she'll love Cornell.
We live in a rural town. It's a matter of cost also, because you have to write essays, and then there's a big fee involved.
She's got to start visiting these places.
It's a rural town, but it's very cold because it's an upstate. I mean, it's very cold in the winter. So those are definitely things that she would have to do, but it's a phenomenal school. I mean, Cornell's a phenomenal school. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I appreciate it very much.
Good luck, hon.
Thank you, Thomas.
Okay. Sorry, right, this is Audrey. Hello.
Hello. Who's on the line, please?
Hello. My name is Audrey.
Okay.
Hello.
Audrey. Okay. Hi,
yes.
Audrey.
Hi.
Just sort of stand for on hold for just a second here. We have to take a real quick break here. You're on the air with Suzanne and Thomas John, we have several events coming up. Definitely one in Chicago on April the 28th. That's a Friday evening. 7 to 10, and then one on Sunday in Minneapolis. That's going to be like 1 to 4 in the afternoon. And definitely go on my site or Thomas's, where you can get tickets and you can purchase on it. So we're going to take a real quick break, and we'll be back in a minute, and then we're going to be giving messages to Audrey. Again, this is Suzanne Northup at Blog Talk Radio, and with my special guest, Thomas John, whom we're doing about 5 events coming up here. And we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to talk to Audrey.
Okay, thank you.
Welcome back here at Block Talk Radio with Suzanne and Thomas John. And so we're taking callers for the day, and I'm meeting number 347-905-7785. And we're the lines are full, but I always write down people's numbers if for some reason you can't get through. We'll always take you on my next show that will be coming up, obviously, at the beginning of May. And so we'll be going from there. So we have Aubrey on the line here. Hi, Aubrey. How are you doing today?
Yes. Hello. Hi. My question to Thomas John is it's a health question for myself and for my husband, Carl.
Okay, what's the question?
Okay, if you see sort of any, major health crisis in the future.
Okay. So this is about you and your husband?
My husband, Carl. His name is Carl.
Carl, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
is your mother passed?
I'm estranged from my mother, so I don't have any contact with her.
You don't have any contact with her? Okay. a couple things I'm feeling, well, we can kind of go back to this, but a couple things I'm feeling with the health stuff. I have to tell you, there's not a lot coming through about this, so, you know, I can't really control what comes through. There's not a lot that's coming through about it. I feel more towards, excuse me, your husband. I feel more towards your husband. Now, when I look at health stuff, I look more at the chakras because that's how I get information. So I see a lot of stuff in his lower chakras. That's the area that I'm seeing more towards his lower chakras. So I feel maybe stomach things, that area.
He had a prostate prostatectomy.
Okay. So that might be part of it. Yes. You're saying he's had a prostate issue?
Yes, he's had a prostatectomy and also a very serious hernia operation, and there were a lot of side effects. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the area that they're taking me to more. I want him to go more of a sort of like a natural way with it. I was seeing more that route. Is that something that
he was, you know, sort of thinking about sort of maybe starting something like Tai Chi and sort of eating sort of more organic and sort of, you know, that type of thing.
Yeah,
is that what you mean?
Yeah,
he takes quite a lot of medication.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because he does have quite a lot of medication. So,
I feel more that path. so I feel if he can, you know, one of the things too I can sense with you guys is you guys are very connected. And so, you know, when he has health issues, it can kind of play out with you too, because I feel just your energies are so connected to one another.
Oh, wow.
You know, so that's something to
that's
kind of be aware
incredible.
Of too.
Uh-huh. That's really incredible.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, well, you know, when you're very connected to somebody, we do have a thing about osmosis. I mean, we do take on, you know, things that other people that we love.
That's right. It's it sort of becomes part of your life as well.
Of course, because that person is part of your life. So.
That's right.
And Thomas is right. You have to make sure you got to work very, very hard that you do not take on his issues. Because, you know, it's not good. You can't really help him and you can't help yourself in that process, you know.
That's right. Okay, so sort of more of a natural.
Yes, definitely. Mm-hmm.
Natural.
Yes, definitely.
Okay. And you sort of mean like with health
well,
food
with eating,
as well as
with
his,
I feel that he
medication.
Has a very sensitive sort of system in general. So I feel like his system gets kind of sensitive. I think I feel that he needs to kind of watch that, you know, that you know, with that. Mm-hmm.
Like with stress and, yeah, okay.
Yes.
And sort of eat more naturally and holistically, I guess.
I was trying to say when I was coughing.
Right.
And stress is a killer. Stress
that's
is a
right.
definite killer.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's right. Stress is, right. Okay, so watch with stress and sort of holistic. And what do you think about things like Tai Chi and meditation, that type of path?
Well, I mean, I think that, I think with that stuff, I think that a lot of times you have to,
you know, tune in energetically to that and see if it makes sense for you, you know, and I think that you, you know, have to pay attention that way. I always do an intuitive read on something before I bring it, because something that works for you might not work for me. So I wasn't getting that as like a big thing for him, you know. It seems it's more about what he puts in his body and things like that. But you know, could be, but it didn't come up as a big thing for me.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So that's incredible that you sort of realized that, you know, that you tuned in the fact that he is very sensitive, like you said, you know, whatever he actually puts in, like takes, because he actually gets maybe an allergic reaction that say someone else would not have to something that you wouldn't think would, you know, cause any sort of reaction.
Yeah. His system is just very sensitive.
Right. That's okay. But I'm sorry, can I ask you one question? Because you said something very strange earlier, because you said, you know, that you sent something with my mother. So how do you sort of read, say, when somebody is adopted? Is it their adoptive parent that you would read, or would it be their
Could be both.
Birth
Could
parent?
Be both. Could be the Could biological be, parents, too, yeah. It just depends who would come through. There was a mother energy that I was picking up around you. So it doesn't feel like it's your estranged mother. So I was feeling maybe it could be, maybe then it is your biological mother. So do you have two, I mean, do you have a bio and an adoptive mother?
No, I only recently found out, actually, that, you know, about the fact that I was adopted. So that's
okay.
I was just wondering.
So you do, have two, I mean, you do technically have a biological and adoptive mother.
Yes, but I don't, that was something I was wondering if I had been thinking about that to sort of make some sort of contact with that, because I wasn't actually given any of that information.
Oh, I see.
So, yeah, that's something I've been toying with, whether I should go that path and actually investigate to find out more.
I mean, the sense I get is that you will do that. I feel that you will do that. and you will be able to find some stuff. I feel like you will do that.
Oh, wow. Okay. Is that a healthy thing to do, though, Thomas?
I think so, because yes, I feel so, yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, because that's a big step to take.
It's a very big step to take. And
only
you can make that decision, because you're the one that has to go through whatever it is,
all the experience
and relationship to that, you know?
That's right, yeah. Exactly, especially when, it's a... And it, like you said, it could open up a lot of doors, either negative or positive, that you cannot tell.
Pandora's box, as they say, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. So you see that would be a path that...
I feel it would be, but again, you have to, you know, you have to check in with yourself. But I feel that it would be a positive. But you have to, you know, you're the one that has to make that decision.
Right. Oh, okay. Sounds good.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay, Audrey, you have a great day now. Take care now.
Yeah, you too. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Again, my guest is Thomas John, and you can find all the information about where Thomas is going to be, a lot of his books, Don't Argue with a Dead Person, and what we're going to both be, which is going to be, you know, Chicago, Minneapolis, Somerset, New Jersey, Baltimore, Maryland, and Rochester, New York. All of those, we have two in April, at the end of April, then we have three coming up at the beginning of June, sort of. It's going to be, you know, it's going to be what we call like a three-day marathon. 3-day marathon after the two-day marathon. That's sort of like at the end of April. But we did do Chicago last year, and like I said, it was a huge success, and so... I know I got lots of emails afterwards about when we were coming back, and I think you did the same. So we figured that we would definitely sort of let you know, give them the thing. We just decided to do it in the spring as opposed to the winter time. Although Chicago hasn't had any snow this year, which I think is very unusual for Chicago, because you know they certainly made up for it in the New York area. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So Thomas, just really really quick here. I know we were talking about, you know, the series and that you did and that you're going to be, you know, doing a weekend in Omega, which I said is really quite wonderful place, and I love it. And And then, actually, I think the weekend you're going to be there is going to be the weekend of the Athletes Conference, which is where I will be in Portland while you're in Omega. So it's that first weekend, sort of in June. So because of a lot of the some of the serious work that you've been doing, and a lot of the sort of the teaching work, and I know we shared a little bit about this. So if you were if there were some wisdoms of pearl or pearl wisdoms that you might want to impart upon the listening audience, what would be some of the things that you might sort of like suggest to people? Just some of the things that they may be going through, because I know I've experienced with a lot of people going through a lot of changes right now. I'm kind of like all over. And how, like, just sort of a couple of tips to try to keep yourself calm through this, and just sort of like take one day at a time, and just try not to think about things being so overwhelming. Just sort of like try to keep to your own drummer, because that's always I think a good advice when there's a lot of like sort of the outer energies that are sort of like going on, so you don't get sort of like thrown into all of those. So do you have a couple things you might want to mention to people that they could do?
Well, I think the first thing would be one thing I think would be to, first off, take care of yourself, take care of your stuff, your family, your group before you, take on, I think, everything else. The other thing is to remember that, nobody is in charge of you in terms of, nobody's in charge of you. Not any president, not any politician, not any ex-lover. You run your own ship, and that's how it is. And I think even when you go and see a medium, a psychic, an intuitive, a healer, I mean, ultimately, you connect the dots. You're the one who needs to step back, who needs to kind of, integrate that. I do think that we are in a great time of teaching with history, and I think that that's very important. And then I would say also, remember also that to document your experiences. I do this a lot in my classes, I'm sure you do, but when you're developing your intuition or when you're trying to be more open and stuff, it's really important to keep track of it, because a lot of times that stuff doesn't have space and time. And a lot of times you might get a sense or a feeling or some sort of thing, and then it maybe makes sense later. I've had people, both personally for myself, but also just, when you do a reading, sometimes you say something and somebody doesn't connect with it right away. And then a month later they're like, duh, So, in one of my new mantras is, healing requires action on every level of your life. You can't just talk the talk. You have
Absolutely.
To act the act and all, and have the integrity, and you're with your speaking, and
Absolutely.
It has to be the whole thing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can't. It's very, very hard not to, but you can't really, departmentalize yourself, because
no.
you're not just the body, you're not just the soul,
right.
You're not just the mind, you're all of those things, and the more integrated they are in our lives, the better our lives can sort of be. But listen, it's something you have to, sort of consistently do. It's something you can't, like,
yes.
sort of do overnight and
exactly.
expect it to,
just like,
be,
it's like working out
fun.
or learning to cook or anything else. Or I know you're a big gardener. It's like, you're not going to go and be, planting award-winning rose bushes your first time. I mean, you have to learn, you have to start, and then it becomes part of you. And then you can
yes.
kind of build on that layer, but you have to, there's steps that you have to take. I mean, I have people who take my classes, I'm sure you have people like this, and, they say, well, I don't notice any change right away. Well, you just a class that you took. I mean, you have to then integrate that and play
Absolutely.
With it and start to use
yep.
it.
It's got to become part of your life. It can't be,
right.
It's like it's like anybody who goes through anything in their life where they're really trying to break, a habit. Until you become that, it's always going to be external to you. I mean, I remember a long, long time ago, I was a very big smoker for many, many years, and it was probably the hardest thing in my life to ever stop doing.
and I would stop and I would say, but I'm really still a smoker. So it was like I was trying to fool myself that I wasn't really a smoker anymore, because in my head I was still really a smoker. Until one day it was just sort of like it hit me, and it was like I was no longer a smoker. And that's when I was able to quit. I was not able to quit until then. So, and I mean, it was a long, long time ago, but I remember it very vividly. It was just like, it was like until I could somehow, until that became who I was, it was always, you know, playing the tricks of my head, playing the tricks of my head. Mm-hmm. So, and that's where integrating processes, you know, like when we were talking about Diane earlier, like she was very much, you know, left brain. And that's how she's wired. So that's stuff you have to work at really, really, you know, very strong and very, very consistently about, you know, to make those changes in your life. Yes. Yeah. So, yeah. So very, very, very good advice. So just really quick here, just a real quick reminder here. Thomas and I are going to be in Chicago, April the 28th. That's a Friday evening, 7 to 10. And like I said, there are VIP tickets. I honestly don't know if there's any left. If there are, there's only one or two. So if you want the VIP section, I would suggest, you know, to get on the horn ASAP. And then we'll be doing the following Sunday in Minneapolis. And that's sort of like 12 to 3. Same thing. I think there's a couple more VIPs in there. But, again, I would just, if you're really, really serious about going, this is the time to go in. And then it's way ahead of time. But, you know, just remembering here that in June we'll be in Somerset, New Jersey on Thursday night, Friday night in Baltimore, and then Sunday in Rochester, New York, which will be really, really, really kind of very cool. We'll be doing some definitely nice, you know, preparing East Coast thing. June is always a great month to do it because we'll be doing it pretty much before a lot of the schools and graduation things come out so that we can get that going on that month of June, which is a really special month. June is a really, really special month. So thank you, Thomas. This has been really great, as always. And I'm looking forward to seeing you in April in Chicago, if not before. And you want to do some last moment words to our listening audience here?
Well, I just want to, yeah, I want to remind everybody to come out. And I also want to tell people, too, that, you know, sometimes people get discouraged about, you know, come into a big event and thinking maybe they're not, you know, not going to hear from anybody or something. But, these big events, I mean, I think that, first off, you and I mean, we both work real quick, and a lot of messages get done. I mean, I actually had people who came up to me in Chicago, and they couldn't believe how many people we read in such a short amount of time. So just know, and you got to think also, too, even if there's 100, 200, 300 people, you know, some people are coming, a group of five, they're all trying to reach the same person. A group of six, they're all trying to reach the same person. And so, I want to just encourage everybody to come out and see us.
Yes, actually, our numbers are pretty limited in Chicago, believe it or not. I think the room only holds around 150, so that's going to be a really small event for us. And I'm not sure about some of the other ones, a little bit more. But yes, you know, we try to keep it as intimate. Obviously, with two people, you're going to get more messages than you are with one. And just by the fact that yes, and both of us, we tend to get a lot of messages, which is always quite, because I know a lot of people. They'll go to events, and sometimes there are only maybe five, six, seven people get messages, and I could see where people would be a little disappointed on that. But I know you returned to Chicago a lot, and I usually do Chicago at least once or twice a year. So it'll be a great thing. So thanks for being on the show, and I'm looking forward to seeing you next month. And as always, I hope that everything you want may be yours. This is Suzanne Northup and Thomas John signing off at Block Talk Radio. Thank you.
Yeah.